Let's talk about the idea of position yourself or set yourself before we get into bearings. Our response to difficult times, challenging circumstances, and seemingly impossible situations is critical to being positioned to seeing God's provision. I believe there are many times we miss opportunities because we are not positioned properly. How often do you miss the Lord because your head isn't in the game? Maybe you've never done that, but I certainly have. It is important that we initially respond to God, of course, but equally crucial is how we respond. You've never noticed that? Not only is it important what you say, but how you say what you say. Let me point out, though, let's not misconstrue that by thinking we need to hold our mouth just right in order to hear from God. That's just silly, and it doesn't work that way. But truly, there are a lot of people who seem to think if they don't magically get everything right, then the Lord isn't going to heal them, speak to them, or solve their problems. That somehow, if they're obedient enough, often enough, then the Lord will bless or prosper them. You know, do good, get good, do bad, get bad. That isn't the nature of grace, but is more in the context of giving to get, which is considered twisted thinking. It's retributive theology, which doesn't work, nor does it hold any water against sound doctrine in Scripture. It's a positioning of ourselves, all right, just in the wrong direction. Psalm 23:6 says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." There is no sneaky, added requirement tagged at the end saying, "Provided you are perfect and get all your legalities right." I met a man who was ill and struggling. As we talked, I asked him what he thought about the idea of God healing him. He laughed a little, then actually backed up a step away from me and stammered,
I don't know about that. I'd have to get my faith way up to speed and take a long run at that hill before I'd even be willing to go there.
What he was saying was he was in no position because he was not set to receive anything as fantastic as the idea that God would heal him. He was positioned all right, just in the wrong direction. He had no expectation the Lord would provide him with new bearings, even if he was positioned towards the Lord in faith. Later on, I found out he regularly prayed for people to get well, but he didn't believe God actually healed people anymore. I wondered, then why do you do it? He regularly searched to know the heart of the Lord, but he didn't believe God spoke to people anymore. I wondered, then why are you listening and searching? He lived a life of oxymorons, a very sad life, and he saw himself as a small man with a small God who was no better than himself. Gosh, what a way to live. And what a life filled with disappointment at every turn. I mean, if that's what your faith looks like, is it really faith at all? And I think what kept him coming back and searching and looking and trying was that regardless of what his mouth said, which was, "I don't believe God speaks anymore and God doesn't heal," somewhere in his heart was hope that he was wrong. To set yourself to stand, hold, and see starts with prayer, as with everything else. And not just every once in a while either. Maybe you feel or truly just don't believe God wants to talk to you. Then, friend, you are dead wrong. His heart is towards you, and God is on your side. He believes in you. He wants your fellowship and relationship. His heart is to be involved with you in all of your life, all your heart, in all your thinking and all your feeling. Set yourself. Being positioned happens while in pursuit of the Lord. If you look for Him, He will find you. Besides prayer, how about fasting? There are some people who can't actually fast food, but there are other things we can fast from. And no, we don't have to wait for Lent. How about taking time out from your phone or TV to hear the Lord? The point is to hear the Lord, to have a ready heart. Waiting until once per year to pursue the Lord in fasting isn't nearly enough. How interested are you in connecting with God? How important is Jesus to you? Determine in yourself that you're going to turn the distractions off for an hour per day, or half an hour per day, or whatever time you dedicate to chasing after Jesus. Just be consistent and repeatable. How about pursuing the Lord by reading your Bible? Not a book about the Bible, but the very written source itself. Write down scriptures which are resonant with you. Post them on the wall so you can see and read them often. The goal is to connect with the Lord. Take the time to set yourself before the Lord, and your eyes will be opened to see the greater purpose.